Hey, this is the new episode of The Astronaut Nature. Thank you so much for returning here. And also thank you for dealing with the strange continuity of this endeavor. It's not a bi-weekly thing. It's not a monthly thing. It is whenever it has to be. And the reason for that is, one more time, I'm going to clarify, I don't find the need sometimes to simply add content to whatever I already said. I rather wait for the data to evolve and take that as a guidance for the next episode of this podcast. This is episode number 4 of the second season of The Astronaut Nature, and so far I have been spreading a message of existence and consciousness and a little bit of science and whatnot, and I don't really claim that to be the ultimate truth of anything. I believe what I believe right now, and I always welcome the change. Our mind can change. We can change our mind because that's a great skill that we have. That's not a problem, really. That's a symptom of adaptation and intelligence. The reason why some people are considered genius is because they have realized that being wrong and move to the next thing, it's something that didn't ever kill anybody. What did kill people was the fact of simply claiming to be right no matter what, and even going against facts or acting on top of those ideal that doesn't really match with anything that we can prove or that we can all somehow understand as a common point of intelligence. There are some things that are so ridiculously stupid and yet so strong in our minds and our beliefs that I don't understand sometimes how they have managed to stick to our everyday after all these years of seeing something. But I do have my theory of why that happens and why it will continue happening if something else doesn't really change. But we're not in the business of changing for changing things. This is more of an addition to whatever is already there. It's not this instead of that, it's this and that. And it's really hard to define or to simplify in a few words what is exactly the message of this podcast. But it has to do with a certain level of abstract feel. And we all have that, from the very scientific mind to the very spiritual, whatever is the difference of that. We all tend to have that space, that blank space that we like to fill with certain things. But the second we realize that there is a blank space that we can actually pack with stuff that we find practical or convenient, immediately we have more space for new things. We constantly go through things with an extra space. That's part of who we are or what we are. So, on that note, and also understanding that the sensation of time has been fluctuating in a way that it feels fast and slow simultaneously lately, and that has created a certain level of confusion that has arrived in acts of violence and acts of goodness and clarity. Sometimes we would find very interesting the fact of realizing that we call confusion sometimes to whatever we don't like, but clarity is always there. Probably we didn't expect so many unpredictable things at once in a cascade type of feeling, but that's the way things are right now. And yes, we can deal with that. We have what it takes. That's what we're understanding. And that's why we don't like certain things and we like other things. This period of time has been very clarifying in many ways. And we have put on the table a lot of things that we didn't want to see all over the world. That's what has been happening. So excuse my weird grammar sometimes, or the not very proper use of my second language, but this is not a podcast about semantics or grammar. So let's just use the idea and the message in general as a practical tool. So we're going to use what we have for practical matters, and we're going to deal with that, and we're going to try to clarify things and to make something more convenient for all of us. That is the aim of this podcast anyway. So here we go. This one doesn't have a lot of editing or anything like that. I would like this one to be a new form of communication for me and for you, because I want to make this a little bit more dynamic in the continuity, in the way things are expressed. It feels more natural in that way. It's gonna feel like I'm talking to a group of friends or whatever audience I might have out there. So let's do this. Let's start. I don't really have a particular subject for this episode, but I felt after a while that I needed to make one like this, one that will develop in itself as I am recording this. Here we go. Okay, so in the introduction, I clarified that I don't really like to add content just for the heck of it. And at the same time, when I was finishing the introduction, I also said that I didn't have one defined subject for this particular episode. And that is something that I will explore, because that is the subject. The subject of this episode is when you literally open your mouth and simply have sort of like a stream of consciousness type of rant going on for a while or not. In any case, I don't really think that things are really far away from what we recognize as our personality or trademark in the way we verbalize certain things. No matter how drunk we are, we always tend to sound like ourselves. And sometimes we get ourselves in a lot of trouble because of that. And usually when we are in those moments of broadcasting data without any filter, we recognize a certain level of honesty or something that hasn't been curated by our intellect. But at the same time, it has a meaning and it can be understood. Maybe not completely, but there is gonna be something that we can decode. And that part of us is so weird, because it means that no matter what is happening, no matter how much of a dementia case we can be, we still have something that tends to make sense. And not only that, it makes sense in our way, meaning there's gonna be always some trademark, some signature that will tell somebody, even if we are drunk, that that is the drunk version of ourselves. In the case of a pet, in the case of my dog, I can totally tell when he's barking because it doesn't sound like any other dog. I know it's a little bit more difficult sometimes with pets, but we know. So even if there is a crazy version of who we are, that's a personalized craziness. There is something there that tells that the madness is coming from that particular individual. So what is that? What exactly is that thing that defines even the most lunatic of our moments? I don't know. I do not know. I don't think we need to know. It is a little bit like consciousness when people talk about it and they say, we don't really know what it is. They are using elements of that consciousness to say so, right? They claim that there's no need to keep dwelling on separation or something like that, but at the same time, they are literally being part of the duality that they are commenting, because it is a tool, no more than that. And when it comes to consciousness, what is consciousness? It's like you ask me, what's your name? And I say, my name is...
whatever.
And then there is a question that says, and what is that? Unless you are referring to the etymology or the origins of the word, there is no much more to say, and the question never comes to the table, really. Rarely there's going to be somebody saying, and what is that? You already know that's the useful part of the name. But at the same time, we have the knowledge now that we are consciousness. We are not only experiencing it, we are it, okay? Consciousness, experiencing consciousness. How useful is that information? How practical? Consciousness, we always tends to make sense if the search for the content in the argument of the subject of whatever tends to be practical. We will remember things that we can make use of later. And we are doing that with consciousness. That's it. It does exist. There are more things to research in all those fields, but I think that sometimes we're missing the most basic stuff. Going to the point of understanding that consciousness and everything else depends on existence. Existence is probably the one word that we can say that if it's not there, there's no point in continuing dwelling in any kind of conversation or anything, because it doesn't have any relevance. So existence is the mothership of everything. If it exists, we can talk about it, we can share it, we can study it, etc. If it doesn't exist, that is it. It's all one encapsulated definition. What doesn't exist, we don't investigate. What exists, we can investigate. And when I say existence, I'm referring even to the layers of conceptual meanings, words, ideas, what we call imagination. All that is part of existence. So I am not saying that something, just because it is an idea or a concept, I'm not saying that any of those things don't exist. I'm actually referring to the fact that we couldn't even conceive a conversation about something if that thing were not part of existence. We don't talk about things that don't exist. Anything that we can say does exist. Anything that we can imagine is part of existence. Now, how consequential is that thing? How long would it last in our perception? That's different. It's different because we are talking about another characteristic of things that exist. There are like different layers of existence. There are things that are really thin layers and very temporal. And there are others that are, like I said before, more consequential. There are others that we can share, we can see, we can touch, we can enjoy, we can suffer, whatever. But if there is something that we can entertain in our perception, in our intellect, it does exist. Then we can argue how important that thing is or not. But it does exist. So consciousness in itself, it is probably existence in itself. That's why it doesn't really need more definition. Because every time you want to try to define consciousness, you're going to have to use consciousness. And that's it. How practical is that? That's what consciousness is telling you. That's what you are telling yourself. That's why we live right now in times that we probably don't need more moments and more of a basic understanding of things. We probably could use our logical discerning to investigate the most simple of subjects, and we might get a lot from there. Will you be able ever to see in person, for the lack of a better word, a black hole in space? Maybe not. Maybe you don't even care for that. But if you can investigate the little space in between your hands, you will probably realize that it contains all the characteristics of the never easy to reach idea of experiencing a black hole. every particle of existence is as important as any other particle. So if you experience that one moment or that one particle, you know probably everything you need to know about a lot of things. Now, within existence, you can experience many things. But if we can, for 1 second, simply understand the importance of existence in itself in a very quick second, because it will not take long, and maybe it just tends to be a little bit of silence or whatever, and that's it. It doesn't need more. It doesn't do much more than what it does. It does exist. Existence exists. Existence is in itself that one thing that doesn't need to be much more, because the one thing that it does is every fucking thing. So that's kind of like a word salad per se, but there is something there. I hope you can find that something and let me know. That was my stream of consciousness episode. Thank you, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.